Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Hey, everybody, Physical Friday. We've been talking about diets. We've been talking about New Year's resolutions and how to stick with them. Today, we're going to talk about actually going out and doing stuff that we love to do, going out on the boat and staying away from some foods that you might not need to eat or want to eat so you can stay on the plan, some alternatives, some things that you could think about, some things that I have found that are good to be for lunch on the boat and be able to help me to maintain whatever diet plan that is at the time. I'm known to try a lot of different diet plans, from keto to paleo to zone, RP strength. That's the one that I currently like very much. And most of what they all have in common is that you typically eliminate or reduce significantly carbohydrate intake from your standard American diet. So a sub sandwich from Publix, as much as I love a pub sub to go on the boat for lunch, the way too much bread for most of the diets that I have ever had success losing weight or in gaining performance on something like that. So typically, I am the pariah as it comes to filming TV shows, as it comes to going out on the boat. I typically bring my own lunch. I try to, most people can't keep up with whatever diet I'm on at the time. And I try a lot of different things because I try to find something that works for me. And a lot of times, you know, a diet for me is not necessarily losing weight. I may want to increase strength. I may want to get ready for a certain event where I want to be as strong as I possibly can. I don't mind carrying a little bit more weight. And then there may be times where I do want to lose weight and get ready for something else. And so people can't keep up with whatever diet I'm on at the time, so they don't bring me lunch. But let's talk about some of the things that I have used to avoid the standard American diet and the things that people generally bring on the boat. Sandwiches, cookies, Gatorades, sodas, beer, all of those things, none of which are on my diet. And so I've had to come up with alternative things. I try, even though I like sandwiches, I try not to eat them because typically they have too much bread. So I can get the carbohydrates that I need. Say if I'm on a zone diet, where a zone diet is 40% of your calories are coming from carbohydrates, 30 from protein, 30 from fat. That has been a very, you know, I said before, that is a very conservative diet. If you look at that and look at what you're eating, you're not eating anything that's really super extreme. You are eating some carbohydrates, some fat, some protein, and you know, your plate doesn't look vastly different than other people's. The portions are a little bit different, but the things that you're eating can stay the same. You just really, you know, 40% of your calories being carbohydrates, you would be surprised how dense some of these foods are when you go to weigh and measure them and understand the carbohydrate density that's found in bread or cookies or sugary drinks or fruit juice or anything like that. So you can still drink that kind of stuff. You can still eat that kind of stuff, but you eat very small portions of it. So in that, like what, I don't see the point in eating a quarter piece of bread. So I typically just kind of avoid that and get my carbohydrates from something else. So a typical meal on the boat for me would be something like, hard-boiled eggs. I don't mind hard-boiled eggs. Some people really don't like them. But if you are like me and you don't mind hard-boiled eggs, they are a really good thing to take on the boat. It doesn't get smushed. It requires very little refrigeration. You keep them cool. You can, you know, they're not going to go bad for a week. So if I'm in a place where I can cook, I might get a bunch of hard-boiled eggs and cook them at the stove. Otherwise, I have recently come upon these pre-cooked hard-boiled eggs that are already shelled. They're in most grocery stores, and I tried it. I was reluctant to try them. Turns out they're fine. They're just as good as any egg I've ever cooked. They're ready for you there. They come six to a bag. So those are something that you can get very easily. That's your protein. I'll go with a piece of fruit for carbohydrate, and the fat is in the egg. So there's a meal where I can have whatever protein requirement I have, I can satisfy with eggs. I'm getting the fat that I need, and I'm going to get whatever carbohydrates my diet's calling for through fruit. I'll stick to plain water through the day. I don't do sodas, don't do beer, don't do really any fruit drinks, any Gatorades, nothing like that. I get the electrolytes that I need. If it's a super hot day, I'm doing a lot of sweating, I might bring coconut water on the boat. I might take an electrolyte supplement that we've talked about in the past, the Hammer Endurolytes. Take that with plain water. So that's just one of the meals that I'll have in order to get the protein. Sometimes I'll go to beef jerky. Sometimes I will get a Publix rotisserie chicken and pull that apart. If I have a refrigerator, I can have that rotisserie chicken as the protein. Again, you go with carbohydrates such as like fruit. Don't bring bananas. Captain never likes bananas on the boat unless he's Anthony Randazzo, who has taken more than 5,000 charters with bananas and swears that bananas are not bad luck. I fished with him while he is netting a redfish and eating banana. So I don't think bananas are bad luck, but hey, I don't want to push my luck. So I usually bring an apple. Anthony, he pushes his luck every day, brings a banana. But lots of people think they're bad luck. So just warning you, if you show up on a charter with a banana, captain might be upset. So apples are always good. Grapes, whatever you can have, whatever's available at the grocery store, that can be really good. Again, we weigh and measure it so that you know exactly how much is enough for whatever diet that you may be on. And those are all things that have helped me to avoid the standard American diet and stick with whatever diet that I'm on. I can substitute LaCroix sparkling water for any sort of soda or soft drink. I can substitute coconut water for any sort of Gatorade. I can drink regular water instead of anything else. And I can, I don't eat, you know, I don't say I don't eat the cookies. I love the cookies that people bring, and I will eat them all. But I try not to eat the cookies. So the way that I can stick to the plan is to eat what I bring. And what I bring is a measured lunch, and that's what I'm going to eat. And that has been the way to go. So jerky, chicken, pre-cooked chicken, those eggs, cottage cheese is another one that seems super gross, but it can be an excellent source of protein in low fat deal. You can just take that out. If you have a refrigerator in your hotel room, you can keep a couple of those in there. And you'll be set for lunch. Lunch on the boat while you're fishing and you're trying to maintain a pretty strict diet is challenging. It really is, because I get hungry on the boat, mostly because I get bored. And, you know, if you're not catching any fish and things aren't going right, you tend to want to eat. So having lunch ready and prepared the way that you want it, that fits your diet, whatever that diet may be, that is an excellent way to go. So hope those ideas for lunch on the boat helped. You know, you can do lettuce wraps instead of bread. You can do low carb wraps for your carbohydrates, and that can be your carbohydrates instead of bread. Some people just kind of want a sandwich, or they're fishing in a way that they need to just grab something and go. So like a salad doesn't work, but you know, maybe some sort of a wrap would, so that you can just grab it and get back in the tower or do whatever you're doing on the boat. But anyway, those are some ideas. I've had a lot of questions about what I take on the boat for lunch, how people can stay on their diet when it comes to fishing. And anyway, that's my suggestions. That is what I have done. I hope that helps. If you have any suggestions, give me a text, and we'll put that number in the notes. You can text me there, and I will get you back. We'll see you next week on Physical Friday.
I'm Will Cooper, host of HuntStand's Make Your Mark podcast. For even more content, be sure to watch the original films from HuntStand Presents on the Waypoint TV channel every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Visit waypointtv.com to learn more.
Oh, that's awesome!
Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.